T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, welcome. It is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN on a Wednesday in Buffalo and Western New York. If you see any traffic issues marring your drive home, you can certainly use the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board and text Mr. Alan Harris at 803-0930. Best way to get in touch with him. Best way to get in touch with me is by calling 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Again, thanks to Joe Beamer for sitting in for me over the past few days. I want to thank my guests, the first part of the program, from Citizens Against Wind Turbines in Lake Erie, Sharon Trembath and Jim Hanley. And folks, my opinion, and I'm a little bit younger than Jim, but you know, I'm a little bit past 30 as well. So it's not so much that we are concerned for ourselves; we are concerned for future generations. And that's not. I know it sounds like a cliche. It sounds like, oh, you're just saying that. But you know, there comes a point in your life where you do realize that as much as you might not enjoy it, the world does not revolve around you, and that the world is going to go on a long time after you are gone. Unless, of course, we get hit by a giant rocket, a giant comet the size of Mount Everest, and Leo DiCaprio can't save us all. That you know, could happen. But seriously, it is it's about the future. Future generations of people and future generations here in Western New York. And when you realize what an amazing gift, and I understand that it's a little bit weird for a guy who is right of center typically to be so pro conservation of a body of water, but I've been this way for a long time, probably as long as you have listened to the show. The Great Lakes are an incredibly important area, an area we need to be around as a species. You don't mess around with Lake Erie. You don't do it. You don't mess around with Michigan, Superior, Ontario, or Huron either. Some would say Georgian Bay is the next Great Lake, but technically it's a part of another one, so Georgian Bay doesn't count. But Georgian Bay is kind of a fun place to go. I'm sorry, wait, that means you have to go to Canada. Never mind, don't go, because you got to go to Canada, and it's just not worth the hassle at this point. Now, I have a few things that I would like to bring up, if it is okay with you. And I'm one of these idiots on the radio that I like to take your temperature orally. All right, orally. Let's just be real clear about that. I like to take your temperature to see where you are. And I was thinking about some catch-all questions that I could throw out there for you guys that you may or may not be talking about. Hopefully, you are to some degree. In your own homes. And I want to let you know where my head is as far as getting your feedback onto the program, okay? So let me just start off with Let's start off, shall we, with two of my favorites. And I don't think I've quite explicitly gotten into this, although I've wanted to for quite some time. Can we talk about the COVID booster shot and whether or not you plan on getting it or you are going to be forced to get it? Now, there is a group, and that's all up on my Facebook page, the direct contact email for the group of healthcare workers looking to block any booster mandate joining together. That is not my thing, okay? What I did there was I did a show. I gave an individual publicity so he could put the group together. The group is in his hands, so he is the person to contact, and I put his direct contact information on hourly at WBEN, the Facebook page. So to just bring that to a conclusion, if you're a healthcare worker and you want to get involved with other healthcare workers, all you need to do is go to my Facebook page, scroll down a little bit, and there's a direct email to the individual who is putting together that group of healthcare workers to fight the booster, okay? I have my fingers in enough right now. I cannot lift anymore. I cannot take on any more responsibilities. The booster situation. I'm going to ask you a real simple, actually, I think what should be some pretty simple questions. Do you plan on getting a booster? Do you plan on getting the booster? Now, I have no argument in some sense with getting a booster shot because in for a penny, in for a pound. I was one of the idiots who got the Moderna vaccine, okay? And I still, of course, ended up with COVID, very mild case. Whether it was because of the vaccine or whether it was because I just got a mild case, we're never going to know. And I've said this before on the air, but shots and I typically do not get along very well. I had, and if you listen to this show a lot, I apologize for the repetition, but I had the worst reaction ever to a vaccine when I had the shingles vaccine. I was very, very, very out of it. I don't sleep that much without waking up. But the night after I got the shingles vaccine, I didn't wake up until maybe 1-2 o'clock the next afternoon. I don't do that. And then when I did, I had a fever. And that was from the shingles vaccine. So my body, and it's happened with the tetanus shot, but not to that level of severity with 105 degree temperature, which I should have done something for and I never even thought about it. But anyway, are you going to get the booster? And I'm going to branch off here into a couple of subset categories. If you have already gotten the booster, how did it affect you? Did you have any reaction to the booster? I know a few people who have been boosted and they had absolutely no reaction whatsoever to the booster. No reaction whatsoever to the booster. But here's something kind of interesting. If you have been boosted and you come down with COVID, my understanding is the fact that you were boosted precludes you from getting the monoclonal antibody infusion that has been so raved about by people on this show and elsewhere. My understanding is if you take the booster, you don't get the monoclonal antibodies if you come down with COVID. And I guess one of the things that is a little bit frightening, frustrating. I think it's frustrating to all of us is knowing, and look, we all know people who got the vaccines, they had the boosters, they had COVID, and then they got Omicron, however you want to say it, okay? And the good news is, and I can only speak to the people I know, that Omicron was no big deal. It was very mildly symptomatic for the people I know, if symptomatic at all. But as far as the booster, I've also heard, And I don't want to be accused of, he's putting out false information. But I'm just going to say that I've heard from people that received the booster who were not real happy with how their body reacted to the booster shot. So I think it would be enormously helpful to the people listening to this show to hear from those of you who have received the booster. And if it worked out for you, I would like to know. If it didn't work out for you, if it made you sick, I would also like to know. The only thing I ask, and I've got no way to prove this, is that you're honest when you tell me the story. I was with certain individuals within the past month, and they pointed out a certain individual, and they said, you see that individual sitting there? Somebody very close to him died suddenly after getting the booster. And I said, well, what was the health condition like? Excellent health, but that person died coincidentally after getting the booster. Now, look, I'm not a doctor. I don't have MD after my name. And even the people with MDs after their name, they can't agree on a whole lot, which makes any pronouncement by anybody as absolute fact somewhat suspect. When you have multiple people equally trained and qualified coming to different conclusions based on the same data. But your real experience with the booster, the people I personally know who have been boosted have not had any issue from it whatsoever. But I keep on hearing that, you don't want the booster, Tom, or you had COVID. You really don't want the booster if you had COVID. Like, if you've had COVID and you get the booster, these people say you're going to have a really bad reaction to the booster. So I think there's a lot of people out there who are probably wondering right now about what other people have been through having gotten the booster. So if you're a boosted person and you want to tell us what happened to you, I would love to talk to you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Healthcare workers, his email is on my Facebook page, Bowerly, Bowerly on WBEN. You can find the email. It's there. And I hope you understand, I need to withdraw from that situation because I did what I said I would do. I got him a little army, and now it is up to him to do as he pleases with that army. So the email of that individual is very easy to find. Just scroll through the Bowerly on WBEN Facebook page, and you will get there, and I wish you success. Okay, let's get some calls in here. I've been dying to do this show. Here's Bob in Buffalo. Bob, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Well, thank you for taking my call. I took the third shot, the booster, and if they're going to come out with another shot, I'll take that too. I heard you got a shot for shingles. Did you say you got shingles, or you just reacted to the shot?
Oh no, I did not get shingles, but my reaction to the shot was the worst my veteran pharmacist has ever seen. I don't typically do well with vaccines, whether it's rabies or tetanus. And as far as the original COVID vaccines, I had pitting edema in my feet. That was the situation there. But like I say, I know people who've been boosted. they had no issues from the booster whatsoever. But I hear other people with these third-person horror stories about what happened to them after being boosted, and I don't know whom to believe.
Yeah, well, you know, they may be right. Just like you get you get a reaction to it. I mean, I've had flu shots for the last 20 years. I'm 75 years old or whatever.
You're not. Dude, I should sound that good at 75. I'm imagining I'm talking to somebody in his 30s. I'm not trying to blow smoke.
Well, anyways, I tell you what, you don't want shingles.
No, I mean, absolutely not.
If you fell asleep for 2 weeks or whatever, I'll take that over not sleeping because of the pain and shingles. It is tremendous.
Well, no, I know at some point I'm going to have to go back and get shot number two. Probably do that when I'm off for a month anyway, and I don't have to bother Mr. Wenger for any more sick time. But you got the COVID booster, just to bring it back around. You got the COVID booster, and you did not have a reaction to it at all.
Correct.
Did you have COVID at all, to your knowledge?
Nah, no way.
Okay. Well,
and 6 feet away.
Well, that does, you know what, with all respect, especially with Omicron, it doesn't seem to make much of a difference. I think we all have a date with Omicron. But I thank you very much, Bob, for the phone call. I appreciate it, and be well. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is a topic that I've been so dying, no sick pun intended, I've been dying to do it, okay? Because on the one hand, the people I know who have been boosted, nobody has had a bad reaction from being boosted. However, I keep on hearing these third-person hearsay horror stories about so-and-so died after getting a booster, so-and-so had a stroke after the booster, so-and-so had a heart attack after the booster. But I don't know what the truth is, because I wish to make it abundantly clear. Nobody I personally know who has received the booster has had a bad reaction to it. That's the honest to God truth. But if you have an otherwise story involving you, I would love to hear from you. Because eventually, let's face it, to be considered fully vaccinated, you're going to have to prove that you got the booster. That clearly is where this is heading, unless Omicron proves to be the natural immunizer. That might roll back the idea of boosters, but the booster doesn't seem to do anything against Omicron, nor does previously having had COVID or being vaccinated against COVID. We've certainly talked on the air with quite a few doctors, at least three, who have not dismissed out of hand the idea that Omicron may actually be the greatest way to defeat COVID without any additional shot. So just food for thought. But I emphasize, of the people I know who've got the booster, nobody had a bad reaction. But I hear these horror stories, and I want to know what the truth is, because I don't know. And I don't know who I can trust anymore. Honestly, I don't. If you think you got a problem with that, I got a bigger problem with that. Not knowing whom to trust and whose data to trust. So I have to turn to you, the general public. And I know this is not a scientific survey, fairly conversant in that, but it is a slice of a pie of a pie. It is about pie. Oh, why did I say pie? Yep. Welcome to the program. It is Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. So I want to know where you guys are on the boosters. And actually, I do know a couple of people that directly told me that somebody in their orbit, I got to be careful how I phrase this, guys, that somebody in their orbit died after getting the booster. Okay. But basically, the people that I personally, I'm just going to draw a kind of a false dichotomy here, if you'll allow me, for the purposes of simplification for a radio show. The people that I personally know who have been boosted, they have not had any problem that they would even begin to attribute to the booster. The stories of bad consequences, they tend to be very secondhand about the deaths or what they believe, which are serious injuries that they believe were caused by the booster. So basically, I'm trying to get at exactly what is the truth. And I told you this before, that when something becomes politicized, as this issue has, you know, the first casualty of any war is the truth. And there is a political war going on in the United States right now. And one of its many battlefields is COVID and government mandates. And because it has been weaponized and so politicized, finding out the real truth is, frankly, it's enormously difficult. It's enormously difficult. And there are people who are more than willing to lie to advance their agenda, because that's what they do. They live to advance their agenda. And I'm just stupid enough to want to know the truth, you know? Does that make sense? I just said, you know. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Dave in Lewiston. Dave, you're on. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Tom. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've had the booster and had no side effects at all. We were down in New York 2 weeks ago to see a play, and when I came back, I tested positive for COVID. And I am 71, a diabetic, have had cancer, and I am fully convinced the booster and the other two shots saved my life.
And so
we have a group.
Let me just get this straight. You had the booster before you contracted COVID?
Yeah, I had the booster probably 2 months before.
Oh, okay. Well, the chronology I was a little bit thrown off by. But
yeah.
Did you have any reaction at all to the vaccine?
No reaction to the three shots at all. I didn't even have a sore arm. I was one of the lucky ones, I guess. So
then you come down with COVID. When did you realize? I mean, do you think you had Delta or Omicron?
Omicron.
Okay, so very mild symptoms?
Yeah, I had a cough, a sore throat, and that was about it. And it's probably about 4 days it went away. And I still have a little cough. It's been 7 days now. But overall, I'm really safe, fully convinced it saved my life.
Obviously, there's no way of knowing whether that saved your life or whether a relatively mild form of it is the reason, you know, like I'll never know, you'll never know. But the key question that I had for you was the booster and whether you got sick from it, and you say absolutely not.
No.
Despite your underlying medical issues, nothing.
Exactly. Nothing. No, my wife had the booster and she had a sore arm. That was about it. And as I say, we have a group of 10 we hang around with called the Lou Crew. All 10 of them have had boosters. And, you know, just basically some mild reactions like the sore arm and maybe a headache the next day. So,
you know, I don't even think we can count a sore arm as being pretty much any shot you get, you might be a little sore, you know.
Exactly, yep. Yeah.
But I'm glad that you emerged relatively unscathed. And if it makes you feel any better, it might be, it could potentially be a few weeks before you totally get back to normal.
Yeah, I think, as I say, I still have a scratchy throat and have a little phlegm still, but yeah, overall, that was just, it was just like a bad case of the flu.
Have you asked your doctor about Mucinex?
No, I just took some over-the-counter cough medicine.
Gotcha. I'm not a doctor, but I have heard doctors refer very favorably to Mucinex, which is why I brought that up. I thank you very much for the call. All right, guys, I am doing a show that I've been dying to do, and I thank you for your interest so far. The booster. I know people who've gotten the booster who have not had any problem whatsoever, but I have talked to people I know who say that people they know had bad reactions to the booster, up to and including death. Now, I'm trying to figure out where the truth is. Maybe the truth is somewhere in the middle, but I have no way of knowing that. And I think there are a lot of people who are wondering, you know, scratching their chin as far as, do I get the booster or don't I? Honestly, if you've already gotten the vaccine, probably the booster is not that big a deal in terms of your own decision-making. But I get more email every day from people saying, Tom, don't get the booster because my so-and-so died after getting the booster. And are these all prank emails? Because there's a difference with the people I know versus the people that tell me secondhand stories. If that all makes sense. Okay, let's get back to the calls. Here is Bill in Hamburg. Bill, you got the booster. William, Hamburg, Bill, you're on WBEN. We can put him back on hold. I don't know what might be the issue there. Let's go to Maria in Tonawanda on WBEN. Maria, thanks for holding. You're on.
For holding, you're on.
Hi, Tom. Okay, so I have a question. I heard that they just mandated the booster shots for the Catholic health workers. Is this true?
I believe they did.
Okay, so can you explain, I'm so heated right now, if I don't sound articulate to you, that's the reason.
Well, I just want to double check. One of the organizations did, hold on, I'm going to look something up while you are speaking, okay?
Okay, sure. Well, this doesn't affect me, but it affects my wife. And I want to know why a booster is necessary. She's been working this whole time with patients and whatever, and she's had COVID prior to getting her first shot, okay? Now she's required to get a booster. For what reason? For what reason? It's so aggravating to me that they would discriminate and not hold, like they just did away with the mandate for employers with 100 or more. So why is it okay for those people not to have a vaccine, but my wife has to have a booster now on top of a vaccine and on top of the fact that she already had COVID?
I would argue that my argument would be that because this thing has been so politicized, and
yes.
I think it's a real question of people who really have a need to demonstrate their power over you. Because every doctor with whom I've spoken has said Omicron is going to get you if it's going to get you, whether you've had the vaccine, whether you've had COVID, or whether you've been boosted. You're going to get Omicron.
Well, it's like, you know what? I think people just need to stop testing. Why? Okay, you go test, all right? You get a test. Okay, what for? What's the test going to do? It's not going to cure you. It's just going to tell you, oh, I got a couple of flu symptoms. I got the sniffles. I've got a headache. I've got some body aches. Big deal. When do you remember in history that everybody would run out, wear a mask because the flu was so rampant, and when did they go and test to see if they had the flu? Is there something wrong with people these days that they do this? What the hell?
I think the social scientists would call it very slow, piece-by-piece conditioning of a population to accept control over their own individual choices. That's the way I view it.
This formation, correct?
I'm sorry?
Mass psychosis formation?
I don't know if that's the term for it, but maybe something like that. I thank you. By the way, the Catholic health, the healthcare worker, I needed to double check because I've been on the bench here for a few days. That is a state situation for healthcare workers. Kathy Hochul's briefing on January 7th, healthcare vaccination mandate will be expanded to require healthcare employees to receive booster shots within 2 weeks of eligibility. So again, I hope I'm being clear about this, okay? Because I really don't need somebody saying, "Oh, he was putting forth false information." Because no, I'm not. I'm being really upfront with you. The people I know personally who have been boosted had zero side effects from the booster. And I mean zero side effects from the booster. But a day doesn't go by where somebody doesn't email me with some horrific side effect, allegedly because of the booster. So, like I said, I'm scratching my head, which I like to do from time to time, kills the bugs, trying to figure out exactly what the situation is. See, one of the things is you can. It's very, very difficult to prove causality. You know, you can look at it. I can look at it and say, well, some things are common sense, cause and effect. But that's not what the doctors do. Let's go to Diana in Clarence on WBEN. Diana, you had the booster.
I did.
Well, obviously you survived to tell the tale. the booster situation. We got to put Alan down. Thank you. The booster situation. The people I personally know have had no issues whatsoever from receiving the booster. But I know people who tell me that their people, to be very direct about it, I know people who say they know people to whom they were close that didn't have a good reaction from the booster shot. So I'm trying to attempt to get at something like the truth, because I think there's a lot of people who have no issue with getting a booster shot, but they just want to make sure that they're doing the right thing and that they're looking before they're leaping. Let's go back to Diana and Clarence. Diana, you had the booster and you had a reaction. How bad?
It wasn't terribly bad, but I did have a reaction. So I woke up around 3 o'clock in the morning with a severe migraine. I don't get them very often, so it was pretty bad. And I felt like somebody took a bat and just repeatedly hit the back of my neck. It was so sore. It was terrible. And it took a while for the headache to come down, at least through the whole next day. It was bad.
So basically, it was a headache, and it was basically the same feelings that you'd get with any low-grade winter illness, correct?
Well, knock on wood, I haven't had the flu in 25 years, so I can't really say, but it was more than I would have more than I got with the first two shots. I mean, I had little reactions of the first two, but not a lot.
Well, my next question would be, and if you don't have to answer this if you don't want to, but my next question would be, did you have COVID in between the situation with your shots and the booster?
Not that I'm aware of.
All right. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call on WBEN. It is 4:55. We'll take more calls, obviously, on this after 5 o'clock. And, you know, I find it interesting, and I don't know if you do, but I find it interesting the disparity between the people that I know really well who have been boosted and nothing has happened to them. They haven't had any major not even mild side effects from the booster. But then I hear from other people who are all doom and gloom about the booster. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know. I am asking you. But at least this way I'm talking directly to you and I'm not going through a third party. I mean, anybody can say anything, I suppose, about themselves or about people they know. But when I'm telling you that I know several people who've been boosted, I don't know anybody personally who's been boosted that has had a problem. I know a bunch of people who've told me that their people have had problems, but not anybody personally.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.